I'm Patrick Candler and I'm chairman of the Bythams Woodland Trust.
And we're here in the Bythams Spinney, which has been here for 20 years now.
Yes, thank you, British Rail.
You can tell where we are because that is a distinctive feature of it, but also the bird song and the tranquility.
By the way, did you know this was where the mallard did its record breaking run?
This is it, just
this
here,
is
yes,
just absolutely just out within 100 yards of where we are all those years ago. But anyway, so we are in the Spinney, and yes, we're celebrating our 20th birthday this year, and it's quite amazing to think what we've done in those 20 years. You wouldn't be standing here. We're standing in the lookout tower. It wasn't here. It was still a wild area full of brambles and bushes, which we've had to take out, and partly by hand, partly by machine. And by doing that, over 20 years, thousands of people have come through, not only just from local villages, but from a much wider area, all across South Gustavon, Rutland, Cambridgeshire, Nottinghamshire, and indeed from London. People come up from London when they're visiting friends and relatives in the village.
And you've got an ambitious target to replace and update everything here.
Well, indeed, some of the play equipment has been in the ground for 20 years and actually it's getting a little bit tired, and some of the play equipment we've had to take out because quite simply the timber posts rotted. So people will know that the zip wire went. We need to replace it, and it's taken a couple of years. We have got some plans together to replace all the equipment. We've got the planning permission in place. We've got the designs. We've gone through a tendering process. We've got a company to come and do all the work. We just need to raise the money. And our ambitious target is 150,000. And that will enable us to replace those items that need to be replaced and also do some other improvements. Now, we're not going to get that in one simple go. We do have some funding applications in, but all the funders want to know that the people like the Spinney. They want to be supportive. We put an article in our local community magazine and in the local press, and obviously it's great to talk to you, Rob, to say, people, if you know the Spinney, please go on our website, go on our Facebook, and tell us you really support what we want to do, because we will use your comments. They'll all be anonymous, but we will use them as evidence to the funders to say, actually, the community really want this and they would really like to help us celebrate our 20th birthday this year.
So tell us some of the parts that you've got here and what you'd actually like to do.
Well, I mentioned a zip wire. Great for the kids. And I have to say, there are times when I've come up here in school times and I've seen senior citizens walking their dogs, but also on the zip wire, and they miss it. So we will put a new zip wire in. The Wibbly Wobbly Bridge, which we've just walked over, is getting more wobbly by the day and it just needs to be replaced. We're standing in the lookout tower. We have an ambition to kind of turn this into a kind of a castle. We're not far from Castle Bytham, and thematically that seems to be a good thing. All the swings that we've got, you know, they're great, but they're getting a bit old. And just as, you know, if you have a car, your models change over time, so does play equipment. It improves, and we want to get some new designs in. So we'll put a new set of swings in. The under fives area is looking a bit tired. It's got some spring animals. They've been great servants for everybody, but they just need to be replaced. So we're not taking the slides out because they're relatively new and they're in good nick. But some of the other stuff, where it's a bit tired, needs to be replaced and upgraded, that's what we're going to do.
And this is free for people to access.
Well, it is. And I think in a time when there's a cost of living crisis, or a cost of living challenges, shall I say, people can come to the Spinney and it's all free. And you can spend a whole day here and not spend any money at all. Okay, you've got to spend a little bit in your car getting here, but hey, it's just a wonderful, wonderful thing. And the other thing that's also about this is it is a place where you can run wild in the woods. And with the importance of nature and the environment, and particularly for children to get in touch with nature, they can do so here in ways that you can't do in other woods where you can't touch the trees or what have you. And it's just really great. I know it's dry at the moment, but I know if you look down the slope here, when that gets a bit wet, it gets muddy, it gets slidey, and the kids come and they slide down it. And I just say to parents, please put some plastic bags in the back of the car, because otherwise all that mud's going to go on your seats. But they love it. And I think it is one of those places. I like to think it's unique. And by saying that is that I don't know of anywhere else in the country that has a play area like this, where you can pretty much do what you like. There are very few rules. We ask you to respect the place, and it's up to people to make use of it. And it's all run by volunteers. We get support from the parish councils, but we're all volunteers. We've been doing it for 20 years. And, you know, when you think back, you know, the longevity of all that is just brilliant. And I'm really appreciative of the people who help do our regular, we have a regular work session every Saturday morning. We're always welcome for people to come in, help us do a bit of coppicing, putting paths in, tidying up. Yeah, it's a great site. And we do it because we want people to come and enjoy it.